Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz. Today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. Mishnah Dalid says, Mi sheyashav b'derech v'amad v'ra v'harei hu samuch le'ir. Someone who's sitting on the road and he stands up and lo and behold, he's close to a city. V'lo ha'yisa kavana so lachach, and he didn't have the intention to make Shabbos in that city because he didn't know it was there. Lo yikanes, he can't enter. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yikanes, but Rabbi Yehuda says he can enter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa haya v'nichnas Rabbi Tarfon below mitzkavin. It actually happened that this occurred to Rabbi Tarfon, and he entered the city even though he hadn't known it was there and hadn't intended to do so. Bartanuro, Mi sheyashav b'derech, someone who's sitting on the road, lanuach, to rest. V'lo hayyadeya shehaya b'tchum ha'ir, and he didn't know that he was within the boundary of a city. El mimakam shechashecha lo yimdod alpayim ama, v'yad makam sheyakalu yelech b'ir v'sulo. Rather, from the place where he made Shabbos, you measure 2,000 amos, and that's as far as he can walk in the city, no further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikanes, Rabbi Yehuda says he can enter, v'yelech kol ha'ir, v'chutzala alpayim ama kivnei ha'ir. And he can walk the entirety of the city, plus 2,000 amos surrounding it, just like everyone else in town. But halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda in this matter. And this happened to Rabbi Tarfon, who then entered the city below Miskaven. He didn't intend it. Shelo yada kishachashecha lo shehu b'tchum ha'ir. Because when Shabbos started, he didn't know that he was within the boundary of a city. And he didn't intend to make Shabbos in the city, but rather in the place where he was. Mishnah Hey. Mi sheyashan b'derech v'lo yada shechashecha, someone who's sleeping on the road and doesn't know that it's become Shabbos, night has fallen. Yeshlo apayim ama l'chol ruach. He has 2,000 amos in every direction. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ein lo ela arba amos. He only has 4 amos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, V'hu be'emtza'an. He's in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Le'ezer ruach sheyirtza yelech. He can have his limits in any direction. He doesn't have to be at the epicenter. He could be at one extreme of it. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda, she'im be'er lo, she'eno yacho lachzer bo. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once the decision is made, he cannot change his mind. Bartnuro, Yeshlo Alpayim Ama, L'chol Ruach. Someone sleeping on the road who wakes up and it's Shabbos has 2,000 amos in every direction. The Savar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Chefsei Hefker, She'en Lehem Das Balim, Konin Shvisa B'mekoman, V'yeshlehem Alpayim Ama L'chol Ruach. People who give away their possessions and they don't have the intention of their owners, they acquire Shabbos wherever they happen to be with 2,000 amos in every direction. V'hayashan she'ein lo das b'shah she'kona b'shvisa, and someone who's sleeping, so therefore he has no intention at the time when Shabbos comes in and his place is made. Dino k'chefsei hefker, he would have the same halacha as someone who's given away his possessions. And therefore he would have 2,000 amos in every direction. And the Rabbanan say that someone who gives away his possessions doesn't acquire his Shabbos location based on where he is. But the one who acquires it can go to the place that he's able to walk. Hachinami hayashan eno kana shvisa ve'ein lo ela arba amos bilvad. Similarly, this person who's sleeping does not acquire his place, and therefore he only has his personal 4 amos. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, shehayashan kona shvisa b'makomo, that a sleeping person acquires his Shabbos place where he is. And he's got 2,000 amos in every direction. Aval b'nechasai hefker, but with someone who gives away all of his possessions, halacha k'chachamim, that follows the chachamim. Shehen karagle ko'adam, which are like the footsteps of every person. Ve'ein konin shviso b'makoman, el hazoche behen malichan l'makom shehu yachol leilich. But the person who acquires them, it goes to wherever he's able to go. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. The Chachamim say he only has 4 Amos. Haro Ubishashe Kidesh Hayom Hayayashan. Since when it became Shabbos he was sleeping, Lo Kana Shvisa, he didn't acquire his place. The Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos Shezachos Lo Torah. He only has the 4 personal Amos that the Torah gives every person. Dixiv Shvu Ish Tachtav. Let a person sit under it. The Kamaso Shal Adam Benuni Shlosh Amos, and the width of the average person is 3 Amos. The Ama Achas Lepshut Yadav Raglav, and he's got an extra Ama to extend his arms and legs. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behu Be'em Tsa'an. Rabbi Eliezer says that a person is in the middle of his 4 Amos. Chachamim Savre, the Chachamim hold Yehavinan Le Arba Amos Lechol Ruach. He's got 4 Amos in every direction. Rabbi Eliezer Sava, Rabbi Eliezer thinks, Ki Yehavinan Le Arba Amos, Hainu Shte Amos Lechol Tzadav. He feels it's not 4 Amos in every direction, it's 4 Amos total, so it's 2 in every direction. Le Ezer Ruach Sheyirtza, any direction he wants, Yitol Arba Amos, he can have his 4 Amos in any direction. V'acha Shebira Tzad Echad, Ein Yachol Lachzor, Ulivur Tzad Acher. But once he's chosen, I want to go 4 Amos to the west, he can't say, no, 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 I want to go to the south. He's got 4 Amos in one direction only. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.